This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus and the Hardball Times. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can find me at StaceGotts. We're on Instagram at Locked On Yankees. I'm in the Spotify green room as StaceGotts, and we're on YouTube at Locked On Yankees, so subscribe over there. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. We have two games to recap, because I forgot it was an afternoon game, so here we are, post-game. It's, what day is it? Wednesday evening. There's thunder outside. The Yankees won the series, but had an ugly middle game, which we will talk about. And an okay finale. We'll talk about that. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Let's discuss today's game first, because it's fresh in our minds and, you know, wasn't as bad as last night. Last night was not good. Last night was not good. I joked about the number four in the last episode, I believe. I joked about Brooks Kreisky being the first Yankees pitcher to throw four wild pitches in an extra inning. I joked about how the Yankees were the first, or it was the first time the Yankees blew four saves in one game the other night. The game they won the other night. And then yesterday, four errors in last night's game. So I wondered, was there going to be another four in this afternoon's game? There was not. There were three errors. So they improved a little bit. But yeah, that is... Oh, they were 4-for-11 with runners in scoring position. There's your four. We got it. So the Yankees won today 5-2. They had to do it by throwing out a combo of six pitchers because everyone's falling ill with COVID, including Clay Holmes. New acquisition Clay Holmes. That came out today. Lucas Leckie started his first ever major league game, pitched two innings. No one was expecting him to do more than that, but he threw 46 pitches, which I think is the most he's ever thrown in an appearance. 27 strikes. He gave up one run on two hits, had a strikeout. Albert Abreu gave up a run in 2 1/3. He gave up four hits but had four strikeouts. And then a combination of Joely Rodriguez, Chad Green, Jonathan Loaisiga, and Zach Britton held the Royals scoreless for the rest of the game. Chad Green picked up the win. He pitched two innings, had three strikeouts. Zach Britton picked up the save because guys like Britton and Loaisiga and Green are going to have to pick up the slack with Aroldis Chapman out. And then offensive-wise, is that the phrase? The Yankees had 12 hits. LeMahieu was 2-for-4. Judge was 2-for-5. Odor was 2-for-4. And Tyler Wade, 2-for-3. That's another good game for him. Amazing. Odor had a double. Wade had two doubles. His two hits were doubles. What is going on? That's crazy. I thought it was a single and a double. Was I not really paying attention? It's possible. Oh, well, you know what? The other four could be that there were four errors combined because Kansas City had one. Anyway, Gardner left four on base. There's another four. So, yeah, the Yankees win 2 out of 3. And they head to Iowa. I'll have a preview of that on tomorrow's show. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. The Field of Dreams game. And, oh, by the way, I will tell you this. Carlos Rodon will not be pitching because he is being moved to the IL for shoulder fatigue. So the Yankees may have gotten a break there, maybe, but they're throwing out Andrew Heaney, so who knows? The Yankees got the scoring done early. No, not done. Well, actually, I think it was done early, but it was started early. Luke Voit hit a single in the first inning. Rougned Odor hit a single in the first inning. That made it 3-0. Kansas City got one run in the bottom of the first. Then DJ LeMahieu hit a single, scored Tyler Wade. Sorry, in the top of the fourth, made it 4-1. Aaron Judge hit a single, made it 5-1. Kansas City scored their second run on an error by Andrew Velasquez. Yes, that's a real person. And that's how it would end, 5-2. I don't know if you can hear behind me, but it is thundering like crazy. It's a hot and humid day. It's summer. It's New York. It's not unexpected, but wow, the rumbling is just, it's a lot. So as I said, Clay Holmes, COVID. Brooks Kreisky has been activated from the taxi squad. After today's game, the Yankees returned Clark Schmidt from his rehab assignment, reinstated him from the 60-day injured list, and optioned him to Scranton. So that's another arm that could possibly be up at some point. But the COVID outbreak is unbelievable. The Yankees were one of the quickest teams to make it to the 85% threshold for vaccines. And, I mean, the good thing is the guys aren't getting really sick. They're getting the version that's more like a cold. They're not getting the one that puts you in the hospital and puts you on a ventilator, thank goodness. But it's still really frustrating that this is happening seemingly only to the Yankees. I know other teams have had guys with COVID, but this is ridiculous right now. Within the last week, right? Gerrit Cole, Gary Sanchez, Jordan Montgomery, Anthony Rizzo, Clay Holmes. In a moment, we'll go through last night's game, which wasn't pleasant in any way for anyone, the Yankees, or people watching them. But first, this episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I will be hosting rooms for Locked On Yankees. You can finally join in on the conversation you listen to here every day. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about MLB. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have a chance to chat with me, and you might even have a chance to be featured on this show, which would be pretty cool. I'm going to try and do one for the Field of Dreams game, because that's a pretty cool thing. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, join the MLB group for the latest league updates. You can follow me at @StaceGotts to be notified when my room goes live. I know you won't want to miss it. Again, planning on being live, we'll do it during the Field of Dreams game. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on that game, so see you there. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Let's discuss Tuesday night's game. Tuesday night's game was not pretty. Yankees made four errors, which I told you about. Kyle Higashioka made two. Both on throws. Steven Writings made one on a throw. Luke Voit made one fielding. And Luke Voit made one on Sunday when I was at the Yankee game. So Luke Voit needs to calm down there, sir. The Yankees scored four runs on five hits. The Royals scored eight runs on 10 hits. The Yankees were 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They left seven on base. Who was the biggest culprit? Odor and Gallo each left three on base. No one had a multi-hit game for the Yankees because there were only five. LeMahieu, Stanton, and Judge each had a hit. Higashioka had a hit. Velasquez had a hit. Yeah, it was not pretty. And the Yankees, as a team, batting, struck out 14 times, walked six times. Ooh, six walks. I mean, you know, you need to score with six walks. Anyway, Nestor Cortez went 5 2/3, picked up his first decision of the year. Unfortunately, it was a loss. He gave up four earned runs on seven hits, five runs overall, did not walk a batter, struck out five, but gave up two home runs. Those two home runs were to Salvador Perez. I mean, what are you going to do? The man has 29. His first one was in the first inning, and his second one was in the sixth inning. So he has Nestor Cortez's number, apparently. And yeah, it wasn't a pretty game. Kansas City scored 2 runs in the first. Then the Yankees went up 3-2. Then Kansas City tied it in the fifth. The Yankees went ahead in the sixth. And then Kansas City went ahead for good in the bottom of the sixth. They scored 2 in the bottom of the sixth, 2 in the bottom of the seventh, 1 in the eighth to win 8-4. So, yeah, not pretty. And Steven Writings finally has an ERA, right? Because I don't think he had one because he was pitching scoreless outings. So he pitched 2 1/3, gave up 1 earned run, 2 runs overall on 2 hits. His ERA is 2.25. What are you going to do? So yeah, 2 out of 3 for the Yankees in Kansas City. That's what you want. Well, no, you want a sweep, but what are you going to do? Beggars can't be choosers at this point. So on Thursday will be the Field of Dreams game. I'll have more of a preview of that tomorrow because we'll know what's going on with everyone. I don't believe... Oh no. Lance Lynn. Ooh, that's going to be tough for the Yankees. Yeah. And Andrew Heaney for the... That has a chance of being one of those reverse lock games where you assume it's going to be really bad for one team, but it's actually the other team that it's bad for. Maybe that might happen. Maybe. Let's go through all the roster moves. I told you about a few of them. The Yankees reinstated Clark Schmidt from the 60-day IL. He'll be in Scranton. Clay Holmes is on the COVID IL. Brooks Kreisky was recalled from AAA Scranton. Gleyber Torres was placed on the 10-day injured list earlier this week because of a thumb sprain. I watched him injure his thumb on Sunday. And as for other injury updates, so let's see. I told you about all the other COVID people, Rizzo, Sanchez, Jordan Montgomery, Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole, he'll join the Yankees in Chicago this weekend to throw a bullpen. Then he'll be slotted into the rotation. Same thing with Jordan Montgomery. Gary Sanchez felt good on August 10th. That's according to Aaron Boone. He experienced symptoms for several days, but he felt okay yesterday, August 10th. So he was able to hit off a tee and work out while he was sick. Rizzo is experiencing symptoms and is slowly getting better. That's according to Aaron Boone, and that's from yesterday. And then all the other guys. Oh, Clint Frazier will be... Or no, he was. It was last night, right? Clint Frazier in Tampa? Yeah, hold on. Let's double check and see what happened with him. That's right. Yesterday was August 10th. Today's the 11th. Hello. Oh, he went 2 for 4. I mean, obviously it's low A, but 2 for 4. That means he hit the ball twice. That's good. That's a good sign for Clint Frazier. I really hope he feels better. I hope that whatever was bothering him, they figure it out and he'll be okay because he just has the worst, it seems like he has the worst luck. I won't say he has the worst luck because I know people who are way less lucky than Clint Frazier. Honestly, that's good to hear. I'm glad that he got a couple of hits. I hope that he feels better and that he's able to make it back up to the Yankees. He's just really had bad luck. And it always seems like when he's about to get things going, there's a setback. So hopefully this will be the only setback of this season. Hopefully I didn't just jinx him. In a moment, we'll look back at this day in Yankees history. But first, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites, like me and Mint Brownie. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're missing out. There's coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, my favorite, Mint Brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors yet, you can get a mixed box. They'll give you 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Test them out, figure out what you like, and then just order them. They're high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar, high in taste. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Get the mixed box. Get it. Figure things out. There's something for everyone. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. We're nearly there. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I want to do a preview of the Field of Dreams game on tomorrow's show. So because this segment is wide open now, we're going to be looking back at August 11th in Yankees history. We'll do the 5-year thing. So 5 years ago today in Fenway Park, Alex Rodriguez played his second to last game as a Yankee and his last game at Fenway Park. Now, he was 0 for 4, but he hit a ground out that scored a run. So he did have an RBI. The Yankees won that game 4-2. Let's just look at the lineups for fun, because you know we love doing that, and it was only 5 years ago. Brett Gardner, Jacoby Ellsbury, see, that's funny. Chase Headley, Alex Rodriguez, Starlin Castro, Didi Gregorius, Gary Sanchez, Austin Romine, Aaron Hicks. Your starter, Michael Pineda. For the Red Sox, Dustin Pedroia, Xander Bogaerts, David Ortiz, Hanley Ramirez, Jackie Bradley Jr., Travis Shaw, Brock Holt, Sandy Leone, Andrew Benintendi, the Yankees saw him this week. Eduardo Rodriguez was your starter. Pineda, 6 innings. Gave up 2 runs on 8 hits. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. The Yankees did not give up a home run. Eduardo Rodriguez did, but he still pitched well. 7 innings, 1 run on 3 hits. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Who hit the home run for the Yankees? Austin Romine, of all people. Sure, why not? Yankees were 2 for 5 with runners in scoring position that day. Not terrible. Boston was 1 for 9. That's not great. And let's see. What else? 3 hours, 2 minutes. Ooh, start time weather, 94. That's not fun. That's not fun for anyone. And then let's look at 2011. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Let's see, does anything about this game look familiar other than Rafael Soriano picking up the win and Fernando Rodney picking up the loss? Let's look at the lineups. Again, always fun. And reminder, 2011, 10 years ago. For the Angels, Eric Ibar, Alberto Colaspo, Bobby Abreu, Torrey Hunter, Mark Trumbo, Vernon Wells, Meiser Asturias, Peter Borges, Bobby Wilson. Tyler Chatwood was your starter. For the Yankees, Brett Gardner, Derek Jeter, Curtis Granderson, Mark Teixeira, Robinson Cano, Nick Swisher, Eric Chavez, Eduardo Nunez, Francisco Cervelli was the starter, and Bartolo Colon, he started the game because he was a Yankee. Remember that? Yeah. He threw 6 innings, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, with 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and he gave up a home run to Alberto Colaspo. Russell Branyan hit one off Mo. How dare you? Anyway, Rafael Soriano got the win because the Yankees scored for him to get the win. David Robertson pitched an inning. Corey Wade pitched 1/3 of an inning. Mo pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up that home run. Now let's go to 2006. August 11th, 2006. Oh, that was not a good time for me. Oh, Yankees played the Angels again. This time they lost. That was a Friday. Joe Saunders got the win. Corey Lytle got the loss. It was 7-4. It was kind of, you know, Angels started scoring right away. The Yankees were down 3-0 in the third inning. They score 1 in the 4th, then the Angels score 2 in the 5th. So the Angels are up big at that point, and the Yankees really didn't have a chance to catch up with them. Sal Fasano got a double for the Yankees. A-Rod hit a home run. It was his 24th that year. Johnny Damon got hit by a pitch. Jason Giambi and Sal Fasano both grounded into double plays. The Yankees were 2 for 7 with runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. Let's see how everyone did. A-Rod was 2 for 4. He was the Yankees' best player that night with the home run. Fun. And then finally, let's go back 20 years. Now this is that's a weird day for me. August 11th, 2001, my best friend's father passed away. And I wasn't supposed to be there. And there was happenstance that occurred, and it worked out that instead of being in Wilmington, North Carolina for that weekend, because August 11th, 2001 was a Saturday, I was home. And I don't remember anything about the Yankee game because he was dying that night. He passed away around 11:15. They played a West Coast game in Oakland, so I have no recall of this game at all. So the Yankees lost to the Athletics 8-6 that night in Oakland. Sterling Hitchcock picked up the loss. Mike Magnanti got the win. That name is not familiar. Jason Isringhausen got the save. That name is very familiar. Let's go through the lineups because 20 years ago was fun to look at. Derek Jeter, David Justice, Bernie Williams, Tino Martinez, Jorge Posada, Paul O'Neill, Shane Spencer, Alfonso Soriano, Clay Bellinger. And again, Sterling Hitchcock. Then Johnny Damon, Frank Menachino, Jason Giambi, Jermaine Dye, Terrence Long, Miguel Tejada, Eric Chavez, Ramon Hernandez, Jeremy Giambi. And, oh, I remember this guy. How do you say his name, though? Eric Hillias. I remember that name. And he didn't even pitch for that long. He only pitched four seasons. But I remember that name for some reason because it's not a usual name. Jason Giambi hit a home run off Sterling Hitchcock. Jeremy Giambi hit a home run off Sterling Hitchcock. Jason hit it in the first inning and Jeremy hit it in the second inning. That's pretty funny, actually. Oakland was 5 for 11 with runners in scoring position. The Yankees were 5 for 12. Yankees left 8 on base. Oakland left 7 on base. And let's see for the Yankees. Jeter hit a home run. Soriano hit a home run. He had 2 stolen bases. And let's see. Justice had a double. O'Neill had a double. So it wasn't a terrible game for the Yankees, but 8-6. Yeah, again, no recall of that game whatsoever. You know what? Let's look at one more. We're going back to 96. 96 was a big year. 25 years ago, they win the World Series. August 11th was a Sunday in 1996. The Yankees won 12-0 against the Tigers. At this point in 1996, the Yankees were 69-47. The Tigers were 42-75. So the Yankees should have beaten the Tigers 12-0. Tigers lineup. Damian Easley, Kamara Barti, Travis Fryman, Ruben Sierra, Tony Clark, Eddie Williams, Andujar Cedeno, holy hell, Mark Parent, oh my God, and Phil Nevin. Hey, Yankees coach Phil Nevin. Felipe Lira was your starter. For the Yankees, Derek Jeter, Wade Boggs, Paul O'Neill, Cecil Fielder, Tino Martinez, Bernie Williams, Darryl Strawberry, Mariano Duncan, Joe Girardi, and your starter and the only guy who pitched the game, Kenny Rogers. He pitched a complete game, gave up 6 hits. He walked 4, struck out 1. Again, didn't give up any runs. Obviously didn't give up a home run. He was 10-5 at that point in the season. Felipe Lira was 6-10, so almost the opposite. And oof. In 6 1/3 innings, they allowed him to give up 9 runs on 14 hits. Wow. That's crazy. No, that's crazy. Oh, and funny, Cecil Fielder, who was traded from the Tigers to the Yankees earlier that season, hit the home run that Lira gave up, and it was his 30th of the season. Don't you love baseball? So to recap quickly, the Yankees split the last two in Kansas City, so they sandwich an ugly loss with two, well, all right, let's be real, Monday's win was an ugly win. So they win 2 out of 3. They're heading to Iowa for the Field of Dreams game. I will have a full preview of that on the next Locked On Yankees, which will be on Thursday. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Bets. Betting on the Yankees doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate this podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.